Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic? Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. All you got to do is call us up and ask. We'll answer to the best of our ability. Smoking Joe Patrick in just a minute as well.
Okay. Josh Cribb looked pretty cool in 16.
Josh Cribbs did look
cool. Yeah, he looked pretty cool in 16.
Which is rare because he also was a 16 Browns jersey.
Yeah.
So hard to look cool in a Browns jersey at all.
I can't think of no other ones.
Okay.
I know somebody probably throw, Ray, what about? I just think 16 it's the ugliest of the teens.
Ugliest of the teens?
Yep. Yep. 16 and 19.
Okay.
No, yeah. 16, 19.
The two numbers that Joe Montana wore.
Yeah.
Out of 17?
No. I'm sorry. 17. I'm sorry. 16, 18. 19 is pretty cool. Because Hines. Hines looks sweet.
What about, I don't know.
17? Doug Williams?
Yeah.
Quincy Carter?
Okay.
N'Kobe Dean? Greg Blue?
Okay, fine. Those are good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like 13.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I like 15.
Definitely.
I don't like 14 that much.
Oh, yeah, man. 14 is. I had a problem with 14 until when I played video games, and Oregon had a running back that was 14 back in the day. I was like, damn, that 14 looks sweet.
Ugh. I hated everything about that sentence that you said. Let's get Smoking Joe Patrick in here. Yeah.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smoking Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
All right, Falcons reporter, Smoking Joe Patrick. Thursdays at this time, Falcons getting ready for the Bills on Monday Night Football. Joe, how are you?
JP!
I'm doing good, guys. Yeah, and I've got strong opinions on these numbers, too. But, to each their own, I guess.
Well, I mean, go for it.
Uh-oh, did you wear 16,
Joe? The floor is yours.
I'm half kidding. I mean, it's just funny because it's a conversation about what numbers do you prefer in the team, specifically. But, I can't do 13, man. 13, you got to stay away from the unlucky 13.
Dan Marino?
I think my opinions are also swayed by soccer. Like, I'm kind of a fan of soccer, cover soccer, and, like, yeah, 14 is a nice midfield number in soccer, so I'll show 14 some love.
I wore 14 my junior year.
And then I'm telling you, I like 14. You're like, no?
I didn't play good junior year.
Oh, God.
I wore 7 senior year.
And it's because of 14.
I was all conference senior year, so it must have been.
It could have been that you got better.
I really don't know what it was. I think I was going through some stuff. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, the
whole junior year going through stuff.
I did get a concussion in one game and missed another one. Speaking of injuries, that was my transition. Who do we expect to see on Monday night, Joe, from an injury perspective? Or maybe who do we not expect to see?
Well, it sounds good for A.J. Terrell. You know, Raheem Morris talked about him a couple days ago and said that they thought that, you know, the plan would be good for him in terms of getting back on the field this week. And then they still are saying that it's going to be a game-time decision for him. But considering he's going to be back on the practice field today for the team, I think that is just speaks to the continued kind of, you know, good trajectory that he's on to potentially play. I think the one that – is a little bit more questionable is Darnell Mooney at this point, who will be held out of practice, Falcons practice today, as he deals with, I believe it's a hamstring injury, as he's coming back from the shoulder that he obviously had that held him out of all of training camp. And I got to say, like, I don't know how big of a loss that would necessarily be for this team, considering the fact that he hasn't really been an important piece yet this year because of that time that he's missed. And then when he's come back, he's just trying to insert himself as quickly as possible. And he doesn't look to really be on the same page. He doesn't even know he's like truly 100, like operating at 100% of his physical capacity since he has been back. So I don't know how much of a loss that will be, although it certainly will kind of tie Zach Robinson's hands maybe a little bit in terms of some of the formations and stuff that he would feel comfortable deploying in the game. But I think the big one, obviously, is A.J. Terrell, specifically because you know that on the other side of the football, Keon Coleman is going to be one of the, you know, likely targets, one of the guys who gets a lot of the targets from Josh Allen. He's a bigger receiver, which is the kind – I know that Mike Evans has kind of gotten the better of A.J. Terrell in recent years, but not the last couple matchups they've had. And I think that AJ still, I will favor him in some of these matchups against some of these bigger bodied receivers, which Keon Coleman is. So if they can get AJ to kind of be able to just, you know, guard him around the field and travel with him, I think that that would kind of lock up one of Josh Allen's, you know, most favorite targets.
Hey, Joe, we've been talking the last couple of days, and I know Andy brought it up. I think he brought it to Arch, saying that the importance of this game, the national brand, I don't want to say brand, the national exposure that it will give the Falcons if they win this game. Have they talked to any about that, or is it just business as usual?
They've been asked about that, as you would expect from media who, you know, this is a big media event, right? When the Falcons are playing on Monday Night Football, you know, at home in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, that's something that media gets really excited about. And I think that media creates some narratives. And I'm not saying that they're like, you know, a lot of people take that phrase and think that, oh, well, must not be true. I think there are some legitimate narratives that, can the Falcons win on these big stages? They have shown an ability to do that in prime time last year. They won on Monday Night Football on the road against the Eagles. You know, they had the Thursday Night Football nationally televised game. But, you know, Monday against a legitimate Super Bowl contender at this point in the season, MVP front-running, maybe quarterback now that Lamar Jackson's hurt and Josh Allen. I mean, these are the ingredients that make for a big-time matchup. And when they've been asked about it, and they being basically Raheem Morris is the only one I've heard speak about it to this point, they do downplay it. You know, he says that, you know, yes, it's a big game for us, but every game's a big game, right? It's the National Football League. Anybody can beat anybody, and these other teams maybe don't get a lot of credit because they don't have some of these superstar pieces that the media highlights like the Bills have in Josh Allen. But I would say, having said all that, make no mistake about it, this is a big game for the Falcons to kind of establish themselves in the minds of a lot of people, whether it's media or whether it's fans. But I think that it's almost kind of bigger for the organization and maybe some of the personnel, so to speak, that are not necessarily playing, but obviously help this team operate year to year, week to week. And they want to see them, you know, this team kind of be on that top level. And they are obviously not there yet, but these are the kinds of wins, these are the kinds of opportunities that help vault you to that place. And obviously, you know, winning the division will be another, you know, like target that helps them kind of get to that level. Having playoff wins, those are obviously nationally televised games. So all these things contribute, but having, you know, a big win on a Monday Night Football game, I would think could certainly boost the morale of everybody inside the building and inside the locker room.
I mean, they're saying the right stuff, and that's how they should approach it. But if they beat the Bills on Monday Night Football, there's going to be a lot of – I mean, that's a big deal. Like, they're going to get a lot more headlines and a lot more national conversation, which they don't necessarily need to care about, but it will happen.
Andy, if I could add, like, I think, like, again, let's just say if they were to win the game, I think the bigger thing for me is could they take that big win and then go repeat that performance following week. I think that's been the biggest problem for the Falcons team, really since I've been covering them since 2022, is just not an ability to have that consistency. Because last year, like I said, they beat the Eagles on Monday Night Football, who ended up winning the Super Bowl. You know, they had the Sunday Night Football game against the Chiefs, which they played, you know, that team really well. They very well could have won it had they gotten a flag that they deserve in the end zone. That was a pass interference on Kyle Pitts. So they can get up for these games, and I fully expect them to be extremely competitive in this one. But then it's like, if they do play well or if they do win the game, can they go repeat that on the road the next week in San Francisco on a primetime? And then maybe even more so, you know, on a sleepy 1 o'clock game after that, you know, against Miami or any of these other teams they've got coming up on the middle of their schedule. Because remember in 2023, they basically lost their spot in the playoffs because of three games that happened in the middle of the season. The Tennessee Titans, the Minnesota Vikings, and the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. They lost all three of those games, and that's what separated them.
Yeah.
I do recall that, Joe.
Yes. I didn't recall it until you said something,
I do.
Damn.
Because it was it was the Dobbs game.
Yes. It was Kyler Murray got loose on one play.
That was Kyler's first game back.
Yes, Kyler's first game
and
back.
Will Levis's first win in the NFL.
Levis's only good game in the NFL.
Yes.
There we go. Awesome. Glad we could do that. Hey, I know, look, it's early, so you can sort of spin certain things different ways. And there's some really good numbers if you want to look at some of them regarding the Falcons defense. Do you feel like those numbers are true? Are they telling the full story?
I mean, even the advanced stuff like that tries to wait out, you know, the opponent and all that stuff still respects the Falcons and has them as like a top five defense, like DVOA, defensive DVOA.
What?
Having said that yeah. I know we had the conversation about the stats last week with Randy. Listen, I will go against those. But, I mean, it's not that I think this Falcons defense is bad, but I don't know. I'm still waiting to see them because they still have not really faced a really top-tier quarterback that's really in form. Obviously, they faced Baker Mayfield week one, but that's, you know, it's a week one game. All teams are still finding themselves at that point. If they can go out there, and the pass defense in particular is what has, like, you know, really vaulted this defense statistically. They're, like, the number one pass defense and a lot of metrics. And so if they can repeat that against this Buffalo Bills team, then I think obviously they're legit. And I think it'll be interesting to see how Joe Brady from the Bills calls this game. If they do have respect for the Falcons defense and their ability to either rush the passer or guard these guys downfield, I think it'll be very telling to see how they react to it. But I think obviously it's a big test for them coming up on Monday.
No doubt about it. Joe, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate the JP.
All right. Thanks guys.
Smoke and Joe Patrick, 92.9 The Game Falcons reporter. And that's the thing for me is like, you know, all the excitement, hype, whatever you want to call it, if you beat the Bills, awesome. But like if the defense can repeat some of the performances they've had against this offense, that validates a lot of what we've seen.
This offense is good because of him.
Yeah.
I mean, they got some good players. I'm wrong, but
James Cook's good.
James, that's what I think. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. James Cook, he's a good player. Coleman's a good player.
Kincaid.
Kincaid's a very good tight end, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But Sam Teague's is the engine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sam Teague's
MVP of the league.
Yeah, like they're not. Yeah. You put somebody average back there, they'll just be average.
Oh,
they're
great
because of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they'd put somebody average back there for us on Monday?
No. Sam Teague coming. Yeah,
that
boy from Wyoming. Did you see this weekend Wyoming had a game? It was snowing.
They're already?
Yeah. Wyoming had a
game. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game this past weekend, make sure to highlight. Yeah, it was snowing up there.
Well, I will As the resident enjoyer of cooler weather, even I will say it's too early for that.
Yeah.
Too early, but it's Wyoming, you know?
You've been to Wyoming, right?
I've been to Wyoming.
Okay.
It's a good state. The west part of it, West Wyoming. You get out further east, flat, kind of boring. West Wyoming, you got the Grand Tetons out there.
Not the Grand Tetons.
Yeah. That's where Yellowstone is. I know everybody thinks Yellowstone's in Montana. It's in Wyoming mostly.
Did not know that.
Yeah, there you go. Stick with me.
I got you. You're taking places.
All right, we'll come back and get to an AMA. You could ask us about Wyoming or anything else. 404-726-0929. AMA after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.